Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
The Russian writer and historian Alexander Solzhenitsyn believed that one of the clearest indications of spiritual and moral decadence is a lack of courage in a people's personal lives and in government. Decades ago, the Nobel laureate said, "A decline in courage may be the most striking feature which an outside observer notices in the West in our days. The Western world has lost its civil courage in each country, each government, each political party, and in the United Nations. Courage is in short supply today." The British magazine The Spectator reports statistics on 17 European nations, showing that on average, only 40% of Europeans are willing to fight to defend their country. But in times of war or chaos, there have always been people on both sides who stand out as men and women of intense courage. One such American was known for his heroic courage in the Vietnam War. The United States Senator John McCain was the embodiment of a war hero to millions of Americans. McCain was called one of the, quote, most courageous men of the century, and was lauded for his deep patriotism and outstanding bravery by Americans on both sides of the political aisle. Shot down from his plane over Hanoi, he was captured, denied medical care, and horrendously tortured as a prisoner of war for 5.5 years. 2 years were spent in solitary confinement. When his captors learned that he was the son and grandson of Navy admirals, McCain was offered but rejected early release to avoid demoralizing his fellow prisoners of war. But courage can also be found in the lives of common, ordinary people who simply stand up for what they believe is right. We see it in the 80-year-old senior citizen who walked with a cane. As she passed by a darkened alley, she heard the screams of a woman who was being molested. Without thought of personal safety, the elderly woman turned into the alley and began beating the attacker with her cane. He was ultimately captured. When people asked, "Weren't you afraid that you might be hurt?" she replied, "I'm tired of people hurting other people, and I felt I had to do something." Have you ever pondered the question, what is it that makes somebody do something heroic? What is the ingredient that some seem to have, whereas others quickly walk away from the darkened alley, not wanting to be involved? Our English word courage comes from a French word that means heart. And when people manifest courage, I'm convinced that it's usually the immediate response that comes from convictions of right and wrong that reside in the heart. People of intense courage are usually individuals who have unwavering ideas of right, wrong, truth, and falsehood, of justice and injustice, because they are founded on something stronger than simply personal opinion. What moral compass provides a reference point for the average man or woman today? Our own ideas, not the God of the Bible, inform what many believe to be right, wrong, valuable, or worthless. In the words of the book of Judges in the Old Testament, "When every man does that which is right in his own eyes, few care to stick their necks out for other people." What about courage in your personal life? Should you look within yourself and come up lacking, ask God today to supply what you need. Remember Jesus' words in John 16, "In the world you'll have trouble, but be courageous. I have overcome the world."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.